With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. From the Great Lakes to the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast, winter is holding a wide swath of the country in its icy and, in some places, snowy grip. Heavy snow across the Great Lakes region created whiteout conditions on the roads, a 100-vehicle pileup on a Michigan interstate. Pedro Mata had to drive off the road to avoid that mess.
It was whiteout. You could barely see. I barely see the car in front of me, but I was the taillights, and you could see them slowing down. And I was only going like 20, 25 miles an hour, and they started slowing down a little bit more. I moved over to the left side, and then it cleared out for a little bit. So it would just be breezy, and then you could see, and then you couldn't see.
President Trump may get an icy reception from some at the World Economic Forum this week. He has threatened to punish any NATO ally opposing his plan to take control of Greenland.
Donald Trump told NBC that he was 100% serious about the threat to impose these tariffs on European nations who supported Denmark. And he was asked to rule out the use of force in order to achieve that end. And he replied simply, no comment. Well, he's due to travel to Switzerland for the World Economic Forum meeting on Tuesday evening, arriving there on Wednesday, where he will, of course, be very much the center of attention.
The BBC's David Willis. Homeland Security Secretary Noem says more than 10,000 criminal illegal aliens have been arrested in Minnesota since President Trump took office. Today, the Supreme Court will hear arguments in a challenge to Hawaii's strict concealed carry law. Back to work for Wall Street this morning. Stock futures deep in the red. Dow futures down 7.45. This is SRN News. The ACLU is running a transgender sports ad.
The spot, which you can see on YouTube, features various celebrities encouraging males to play sports against females. The ad tells the viewer that in sports, an individual can, quote, be who they really are. The ACLU campaign has sparked a backlash amongst female athletes. Posting on X, former national artistic gymnastic champion Jennifer Say says, quote, women's sports are for women only. Take your identity affirmation elsewhere. Michael Harrington reporting.
YouTube is updating its guidelines for videos containing content that advertisers define as controversial, allowing more creators to earn full ad revenue when they tackle sensitive issues in a non-graphic way. With the update that went into effect this month, videos that dramatize or cover issues including abortion, domestic abuse, and self-harm without graphic descriptions or imagery are now eligible for full monetization. This is SRN News. Well, the basketball state has won it all in football.
They are celebrating in the Hoosier State, and why not? Last time Indiana went undefeated, well, try 1976 when Bobby Knight took Indiana all the way in the March Madness Final Four. But this is different. It's football, and the Hoosiers are 16-0 and at the very top, defeating Miami 27-21 for the college football championship. By the way, President Trump was in the stands for what he says turned out to be a great game. Jason Walker reporting.
Japan's space program is marking a milestone. It was on this date in 2024. Japan became the fifth country to reach the moon. Its unmanned spacecraft touching down on the lunar surface put Japan in a club previously occupied by the U.S., the Soviet Union, India, and China. More details at srnnews.com.